Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On this Independence Day, the 4th of July, we celebrate faith in freedom and the courageous efforts of those founders who ultimately were willing to give their lives, their fortunes, and certainly their sacred honors to stand up for freedom, and we stand in that legacy. But today, as we celebrate with family and friends and cookouts, and all of that is amazing and wonderful, let's really rededicate ourselves to the foundational principles on which America was based. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, on this day, I encourage you to read portions of the Declaration of Independence. We actually have it printed along with the Constitution and other documents in our Patriot's Handbook of American Liberty. And I want to read just a few sentences from that declaration, because this is really the birth certificate. This is the charter on which America was founded. These are the foundational principles. It says, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind, requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. And then here is the thesis. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. It goes on to say, Matt, that prudence dictates that governments long established should not be set aside or changed for light or transient causes. And accordingly, we've seen that and we've experienced it, and we are long suffering whenever it makes minor mistakes. But then it goes on to say, when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And that's the location, that's the time in history that they found themselves in, that the government that was controlling them was no longer respecting these God-given, self-evident rights that all are created equal.
Yeah.
That they are endowed with the unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And before that time, that was a revolutionary idea. We were a world governed by a people in power, by tyranny, throughout history. And we had a group of men who, the vast majority of whom, were Christ followers, who had a biblical approach to unalienable rights granted to us by God, and that we had the right, the unalienable God-given right, to stand firm and to overthrow our oppressors if need be. That was a revolutionary thought, and it was followed by a revolutionary war that spawned the greatest nation on earth. Frankly, the United States is flawed, and we all recognize that on this 4th of July. But it is the freest nation among men throughout the world, and it is because of those long-standing principles, those firm principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the unalienable rights thereto, that we have this country and this Constitution, this young United States Constitution, that continues to thrive.
And you think of the people that have gladly given their lives, shed their blood, sacrificed their family members so that we could have this freedom back then in 1776 and even today. And you know, Matt, I know we recently saw a video that just really spoke to me about the process of folding the flag and how each of the folds represents
13 folds.
Yeah. And the, even our Christian foundation is revealed in the folding of the flag.
Yeah, you actually posted a video.
Yeah, it's on our website.
That was actually on Fox News and had two veterans folding the flag. And as they were folding each fold, the host for that particular program read the specific language about what each fold means. And most of us have not thought about what each one
I
of those folds means.
It's incredible.
You can find it on the internet, but you can also find
this on
our website at lc.org. It is amazing because the majority of those folds are infused with Christian history and ideas that each one of those folds actually represent. So, you know, when we look back here at this revolutionary idea, America is the only country that was created based upon this revolutionary idea. It's not based upon ethnicity. It's not based upon your race, the color of your skin. This is a melting pot around the core ideas that are reflected in the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson, who was the drafter, but not the originator, he didn't just come up with these words out of the blue. He was the drafter, and he had a way with words. But much of this also was in George Mason's document in Virginia. And Jefferson specifically said that the Declaration was a, quote, reflection of the American mind, close quote, meaning that he is not penning something brand new. The Declaration was something that was preached in the pulpits long before it was penned by Jefferson. He just put some nice stylistic language to it. In fact, some of the language comes right out of George Mason's Declaration of Rights in Virginia. So this was a widespread understanding of the purpose and role of government. And what predates government is God. And God is the foundation, and all of our rights come from Him. That's why it says, our Creator infused each one, or in its words, endowed each person with certain unalienable rights. These are rights that cannot be granted by the government, modified, or taken away. And that among these, it's not an exclusive list, is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And happiness doesn't mean just simply smiling faces. It has a deeper meaning to that. It means to be able to pursue what God ultimately designed you to be. Mm-hmm. Not to be inhibited or restrained by a governmental external force, to be the person that God ultimately called and designed you to be. That is the meaning behind the pursuit of happiness. And then he goes on to say that that's the sole purpose of government, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. That's their purpose.
And there was a very strong element of the right to property, the right to own property as well.
The right to create.
Yeah.
And, you know, otherwise when the government takes away, like in a communist socialist regime, you create things.
God, for the collective.
Yeah, and you take it away and put it into the collective. It takes away that human spirit.
But, you know, you can't have liberty and the pursuit of happiness without the first one, life. And that's why we fight for that right every day.
So when you look at what happened in New York and the governor in Illinois laughing and smiling and patting each other on the back, and what were they doing? They were authorizing the brutal dismemberment, destruction of innocent human lives that are smaller than them. Shame on them.
They were celebrating celebrating death.
But now we can celebrate life. And I think God has birthed you and me at this moment in history, not to just be a bystander, not to wring our hands and be worried and be all upset and intimidated, but to be here. And he's called you like on a sporting event and a coach points at you and says, I want you on the field now. And that's what God is calling all of us to do. He wants you in the game now. And you have been prepared for this moment. This is a day of celebration with family and friends for sure. But it's also a day to celebrate the faith and freedom that is the very core foundation of this country, and it is a day to rededicate that commitment to celebrating and standing and defending that core value of faith and freedom. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, order the Patriot's Handbook of American Liberty. And may you and your family have an amazing Independence Day.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.